From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis continues his U.S. visit in New York. Shortly after his arrival Thursday afternoon from Washington, Pope Francis led an evening prayer service at New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral. On Friday, the Pope is scheduled to address world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly. Among a list of planned events later, he'll be joining in a multi-faith service at a memorial site built at the location of the former World Trade Center. More than 700 people were killed and 800 injured during a stampede on the outskirts of the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. The stampede occurred along a route leading to a ritual stoning of the devil. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed a crowd of hundreds of pilgrims being bowled over and crushed in a stampede on a narrow road alongside rows of tents housing visitors to the annual Hajj. Health Minister Khalid Fallah told journalists the stampede occurred when pilgrims tried to go against the crowd along a narrow road, ignoring time restrictions for movement in each direction. He vowed that a quick investigation would take place to assess what happened. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S.-based rights organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center in the capital, Kigali. The organization released a report Thursday detailing accounts from people who had been interned between 2011 and 2015. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital Thursday, killing at least 25 people attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday. This is VOA News. China